God, we gather this morning, meeting together to consider where we stand and who we are. Be with us, O God, in this space, at this time, as we affirm and shape the changes in our understanding of your way. We do not desire to fly apart in garish fantasies or visions, but rather to remove the stones, stretch the boundaries that we have set before us, in order to encompass and embrace the living, breathing growth of each and all. Let us take just a minute to think of any stones in our path or boundaries that need to stretch. Now, still in silence, just imagine gently setting aside the stone so that it doesn't impede your path. We work together in prayer and dialogue. In going back to see where we have been, we steady ourselves for the journey forward. We are here to set firm a pathway that is possible. Each step along the way, we clear the stones and obstacles, healing and refreshing each other. We listen openly to each tale of travel and hear each one's proposal for the time ahead. And now let us think of, again in quiet, some insights, some learning, some growth that we've experienced during Word in Life. We give thanks for all these learnings. And knowing that you are here, O God, we are freer in our interactions, more daring in the sharing of our personal visions, loving in our confrontations, deeply silent in consideration, and accepting in the choices that for a little while will help us to define our action until broader definitions draw us on. In this, your presence, we meet to order ourselves anew, to consider where we stand and who we are. We gather this day. Amen.
About a little over 2 years ago, we got an email from a couple in Ventura inquiring about the mass schedule for St. Anthony's. And that Sunday, we met Roberta and John Hydar, who have been driving up every Sunday from Ventura to St. Anthony's and now driving up a second day of the week for Word in Life. So I want to present John this morning. He's going to cover chapter 4 for us. John is a native of Milwaukee and moved to Glendale when he was quite young. He was educated in parochial schools and went to the seminary and was ordained at St. John's Seminary in 1960. And was in various assignments, and one was as pastor at the old mission in Ventura. And then he and Roberta were married in 1971, same year Nancy and I were. See, good things came. John then worked in vocational rehabilitation, where he earned a master's degree in administration. He also continued his ministry in a variety of things. That one he mentioned this morning is training lectors throughout the archdiocese. So he's kept active in ministry until his retirement and their move to Ventura a couple of years ago. And the happy event of he and Roberta joining us for liturgy and now for Word in Life. So, John, please welcome.